Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show that is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, and they have two locations, two fantastic locations that you can check out. Of course, the original in Cotati, and that's at 7950 Redwood Drive, Suite 8 in Cotati, and then the brand new store that is open every day, 10 a.m. to 7, just like the original store, and that one's at 900 Santa Rosa Avenue, right there at the corner of Bennett Valley and Santa Rosa Ave. Super easy to find. It's very convenient. If you're in Santa Rosa and maybe it was a little out of your way to go to Cotati, good news. Now you can shop at Mercy right here in town. Here in studio with me, of course, is Emma Zorns. Emma is the Education Director at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma.
Good afternoon, Miss Michelle.
It's great to see you.
You too, always.
And we're very excited to welcome Janie Fiscus. She is the Lab Manager at Select. Thanks so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be out here today.
So let's talk a little bit about your background, Janie. Tell us how you got into cannabis.
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions. I grew up in Texas, and I always was kind of on the outskirts of what I wanted to do, but was always a nerd, and fell into cannabis science through a great class I took in one of my classes in college, and found a friend of a friend later on who needed help with a grow out here, actually, in Lake County area, a little bit east of here. And I was hooked, and I wandered with that path for a while, and then I found Select up in Portland and realized I could marry my love of cannabis with my love of chemistry. And that was in late 2018, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow. What a beautiful combination of things, you know?
Right?
So exciting to have someone so knowledgeable about these different parts of cannabis that we haven't really dove into before. And, you know, what is the role of a lab manager?
My role is to oversee all of the product manufacturing and extraction that we do in for California. So all of our oil that is the base for pretty much all of our products comes out of my lab with my team. So I oversee all of that, and we get to play with a lot of cannabis all day and make really cool products.
Oh, that's amazing. And what is that environment like?
Fast-paced. That is never boring. There is always something to do. There is always things to be handled and optimized and played with, and new things to come out. Our favorite phrase is pivot. You can run fully at something and then one day figure out, oh, we got to go this way and
right.
Pull a hard right. So we have strong knees, do a good pivot.
And are you one of the only few women in the lab, or what does that look like?
When I was hired into Select, I was actually the second female in our lab at that point, up in Portland where I started with the company. And then when I moved down to California, I was the first female lab manager down there. And I got to inherit a really wonderful team with some bad, strong women on it. And since then, we've added more women to that team. And at this point, our director of sales and marketing for the state are also women. So we've gone really strong on the females with this.
I love that. Shout out to Miss Aramie for also helping us out with everything. You guys have a lot of strong, amazing women, as you had said. Now, what are some of your favorite things, too, beyond working in the lab, but in the cannabis industry?
Ooh, this is a good one. I love the community that our industry has, especially out here in California and on the West Coast, where there's been a culture of this for a long time. And it's been really special to get to be a part of the team that brings that into where we are today, mm-hmm. and making this a fully, you know, destigmatized, very legitimate above ground business where we can all speak openly about this. And I can be a chemist who consumes cannabis, and that's not a controversial statement. So working with the people in this community, we all come from such different places, and you learn so much every day.
Yeah. This is so true, especially coming from Texas, of all places, where cannabis is so strict.
It's a prohibition state for sure, still to this day. And my dad lives out there. Hi, Dad. And he is a very strong supporter of mine and is very happy and proud, I think, of what I do, because where I grew up, I saw what an industry looks like, a cannabis supply chain that doesn't have a regulation. And I feel very honored to get to be a part of a cannabis world that is so strong with our testing and our regulation, and we can give such high confidence to what we get to give our consumers.
Right. Now, you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation here that you were going to school for this in Texas. Was it specifically for cannabis science, or what was it?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry.
Yes.
Okay.
For a long time, I actually wanted to be a veterinarian. I grew up riding horses and all over with animals, and animal science was really where my heart was at. And then I took some time off and decided to pursue another passion, and it was the right one.
Yeah.
And that is where I'm at today, and I could not be happier about it.
Did you have to have like a heart-to-heart with your parents to tell them that you were going to work in cannabis, or how did you have that conversation?
I did, actually. That was a funny one. I was just reminiscing on this the other day. When I first went out to go work on that farm, I told my dad I was working on a farm. Which was true.
Right.
And I told him, I think as I was driving out there, like already on the road, what kind of farm. And I learned very recently that he never told anyone else that they all just thought it was a farm.
Okay. All right. So kept it within. But he's changed his position now. Does he tell other people
you
work in cannabis?
He is very proud of it. He, I think, is very pro-cannabis for me and for the benefits that it can bring to community and to people with it. And I think it's a beautiful plant, and the way that we can now use that, I think he's proud that my education gives me the ability to utilize scientific concepts in a way that we haven't been able to with cannabis due to its legal status over the years, that I get to apply this knowledge in a really unique way.
So can we dive into some of that nitty gritty and like what like specifically do you do? Because this is so, it's like the wild west. It's the new frontier. People don't know a lot. We know a little bit about THC. We know a little bit about CBD. But when you get past that, it's kind of like, well, I don't know.
It is. And we are still not yet fully at a point to be able to answer all of the questions. Mm-hmm. But we have established exactly what our questions are. We now know what we don't know fully, and the grants are coming in, and the funding, and the research partnerships, and universities are opening up, and there's a cannabis division of the American Chemical Society, which is the nerd club for chemists across America, and there are people in this state who are doing amazing published work with all of these cannabinoids and terpenes and terpenoids and the flavor compounds, how to work with this material, what it does, how to process it, all of these different things that we're finally getting to apply these very well-researched scientific theories from other industries into what we do and make it our own. A couple years back, we started with equipment that we got from other places. You know, we use maple syrup filters and this or that to process our density and viscosity of oil. And now we're getting to a point where that equipment exists for us.
Wow.
That those companies are there. And it's really cool to see it coming into a developed, full developed science.
Quite literally pioneering where this industry is going. That's
We're
amazing.
Writing it as we go. You know, there's no textbook for this. There is no, I mean, I guess there is these days, but there isn't a bevy of textbooks you can go to on cannabis extraction that are thick and pages long that you can look up this issue or how do I apply this here? And so we're doing it as we go. You know, we write our SOPs and we continue to optimize them and as we learn. And it's always fun to see where we have been and where we're continuing to go and how far we're moving.
So in the cannabis industry, because it is so new and people are learning new techniques and discovering new things, do you guys share information very often or is it sort of proprietary kind of stuff?
It's a little bit of both, to be honest. Mm-hmm. There is, because of the legality and the status of that for so long, it was difficult to share. It was dangerous to share. And now we're at a point where it's not. And you're seeing the huge benefit of the community of processors and cultivators come together to say, oh, well, when we do this, this happens. Oh, well, have you tried this trick? Well, if you flip this in line, you get something really cool. And for the first time, I've seen this community come together in a public way with conferences and conventions and lectures to be able to nerd out together and swap secrets and learn together.
Grow together, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Quite literally, grow together.
Literally growing together. All right, why don't we take a quick break? We're talking with Janie Fiscus. She is lab manager at Select. And, of course, Emma Zorns is here, education director at Mercy Wellness. You can find Mercy Wellness online at mercywellness.com. They've got two locations, one in Catani, one in Santa Rosa, and they also deliver as well. So if that's what your game is, they can take care of you there as well. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere, but it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Emma Zorns, Education Director at Mercy Wellness, and Janie Fiscus. Janie is the lab manager at Select, and she loves nerding out about cannabis, which is what we're doing here in studio today.
One of my favorite things.
Yay! So you did mention that you get to go out to the cannabis farms, the grows, and things
yes.
like that. What is that like? That
it's fun. It is. It quite literally gets me back to the roots of it all.
Yeah.
When I started out in grows, one of my favorite moments was after the very first harvest where I chopped them down, and there's that terrifying moment where you're like, is this it? Is it
did
now?
I do it?
Is it okay? And I remember closing the door that night and then opening it the next morning and seeing everything hanging beautifully, and it was special. And it's special to go see those moments for the farmers and the growers out in the field as mm-hmm. they get to show me what they're proud of, and then we get to create a partnership to get what I need for my very high intake standards, that I take the best of what they have to offer, and we get to create a beautiful partnership, and it's all born out in those fields.
Wow. So how do you make those relationships? How do you work with different farms? Where do you find them?
All over the place. So the beauty of Select out in California is that we are welcoming to farms of all over the state, and so I get to work with farmers everywhere, and we have a really strong network of people and support in Select and the Curaleaf family that know a lot of people and that have been in this game for a long time. And throughout that, we've been able to create some really good partnerships of people knowing good people all over the place that always has something new or some better technology of something that's coming up. And it's great just through the network and the community is how we find everybody.
Great. And it's, is it indoor, outdoor, a mixture?
All of the above. Okay. We primarily do sun grown because we're a pretty large manufacturing mm-hmm. house. And so I need a decent scale.
Got it.
Shout out to my supply chain guys. Mm-hmm. You guys do a lot of work out there. And we move a lot of weight in biomass and in flower. And so we have to work with a lot of people to bring in the thousands of pounds on a weekly basis that we need to supply.
Okay. That's huge. That's quite a lot of product.
It is.
And Select doesn't provide flower to the consumers. They do cartridges, tinctures. What else do you guys make?
Ooh, we've got a lot in our lineup. We've got our flagship cartridges, which is what we came in with and still kind of what we're known for today. We've got our tinctures. We've got our new squeeze product, which is a rapid onset THC infused beverage enhancer.
Wait. Slow down. That was fun. I loved what you just said. But I need you to explain it maybe a little bit.
This is this amazing, really awesome product that we just launched across the Curaleaf family, which is the owner of Select. And we are in 23 states nationally.
Wow.
And Select is a really historic moment for all of us from the ground up. It was the first cannabis united standardized launch for a company in the nation. Hmm. And we all came out in the same month. And it is a product called Squeeze, and you squeeze it, you put it on the table, you squeeze it upright, you release, and there's a reservoir inside the bottle that will fill up to a perfect 1 milliliter dose, which is 5 milligrams, and you can pour that into any beverage. And then you drink it, and within 15 minutes, you'll feel the effects.
Really?
Yes.
Science.
Okay, so
Wild.
This is so amazing, because that's the tough thing about cannabis edibles or cannabis beverages.
It
is that you don't know when you're going to feel the effect, and everyone's bodies are different, so some people react differently. But is this something that people call, I guess on the street, the nanotechnology?
It is a nano-emulsified technology.
Okay.
And the way this works is there's a big word that we all use, and that sometimes is very confusing in what it actually means, but nerd 30 seconds here.
Okay.
It all has to do with the pore size of your insides.
Okay.
The reason the edibles take so long is because they have to hit your gut and your liver to be processed because it can be absorbed in there. Mm-hmm. So we take the THC and make it very small so it can be absorbed by the very small pore size in your stomach.
Got it.
So once it hits your stomach, it absorbs, uptakes, and you're good to go. So it is truly a social edible. It is a rapid onset that you can take, you know, at a drink, you can have a mocktail with it, and you're on the same page. You're not waiting 2 hours and like, what is it? Is it now? Are we there yet? Is it?
Right.
Do I feel it?
We've
is,
all been there,
here?
Yes.
Should I take more?
Oh, right, I know. And then that's the dangers.
Yeah. What a beautiful explanation. Yeah. Thank you for breaking that down. Nano being the smallest, I feel like it's such an easy way to remember it too.
It
and serious kudos on the accomplishment of 23 straight states across the board. That, for those who aren't in the industry, is an amazing accomplishment.
It is, because every state, we cannot ship across state lines.
Right.
And so every state has their own licensed and compliant manufacturing facility and production line that every state came together to make this, get all of our ingredients sent out across the nation, get it all together, package it, get it into market, have our sales team get all the marketing collateral for it and try it and taste it and figure out how to sell it all together.
Wow.
And it was a team force all at once. I'm still pretty impressed by it.
I'm just thinking about the logistical nightmare of the labeling and the packaging. Mm-hmm. Like, those two things alone would make something so hard to do across multiple states at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Imagine all the ingredients, too. We've got some of our nano-emulsifier, all of the things that go into Squeeze. Not just the labels and packaging. We have to send all of that to our labs everywhere, too, and all of our processing spaces.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big laundry list. It was truly a logistical feat. It made me realize some of that logistics are the silent hero of us all.
Right. Congratulations on that. Okay, cool. So you mentioned the Squeeze. Let's see. You also talked about your cartridges.
We have tinctures as well,
As well, which was one of my favorite products because it is oral and topical.
Mm.
It is based with MCT oil, which is organic and food grade. And so you can apply it to your skin and put it in a glass of water or tea. So if your back hurts, you can rub it on your back, put it in with your tea, and you get local and generalized relief. And it's an awesome product.
The dual product, literally.
This is the first time I ever thought that you could use a tincture topically.
Well, our skin's our biggest organ, too, to be honest. So our skin is a great absorption point depending on the product.
True.
Right.
And a true tincture in a medicinal or scientific sense is alcohol-based.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's with alcohol or ethanol.
Extraction,
And so because we can't combine alcohol and cannabis, we wanted to create a product that mirrored that same effect. that you could do topically or orally. So MCT oil, which is coconut oil, that's liquid at room temperature, does the same thing.
Oh, cool.
So we get a good tincture that way. And we're launching, we have launched, it's out, it's on the menus, I'm very excited about it, Diamonds and Sugars, which is a dabbable product that is a passion project for my team out here that we really are excited about this and excited for it to be on the shelves, and hopefully it'll be a really good 710.
Now I've had the pleasure of trying it, to be honest, so I so look forward to it. That's one of the most exciting things I've heard in a little while. So.
Excellent. Which one did you get to try?
I believe it was a strawberry banana of sorts.
Ooh, that one's good. I'd have banana kush.
I'd have to double check. But yes, it was fabulous.
Nice. And so these are different kinds of concentrates for for those who aren't familiar with cannabis. Diamonds and sugar are both types of a concentrate.
Yes, they are actually the same type of concentrate. Okay. The only difference in them is the size.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh.
It's interesting. I use this analogy a lot that a lot of cannabis extraction is like cooking. It's like a chicken. If you bake a chicken, if you broil a chicken, if you barbecue a chicken, or if you grill a chicken, they're all different, but they're all chicken.
Right, okay.
And a lot of our concentrates are very similar, that they're all cannabis concentrates made through the very similar way, but they're finished slightly different.
Okay.
So it's all about the size and the texture of them.
Exactly. Different consistency, per se, between butter, batter, shatter, sugar, diamonds.
It goes on.
Yeah, it could go on forever.
Is there a reason you would choose a diamond product over a sugar product?
So typically, if I may, diamond products test a bit higher. THCA is a crystal in its natural form, so the more crystals are in the product, likelier the more potent it can be.
And okay.
Maybe you could add a bit more to that.
Yeah, I agree. The bigger the THCA crystal, those diamonds are good for people who have a higher tolerance maybe, or who are really looking for a big rush, because you can burn a whole crystal pretty quickly.
Okay.
And they're very potent. She's right. The sugars are good if you're looking for a slower flavor burn.
Okay.
They've all got their place. They're all paths to God.
So but so if you're new to dabbing, probably don't start with diamonds.
I would go for a nice
that's
sugar.
Like top of the line, like spoil yourself caviar of the cannabis world.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. All right, so we know that you're in 23 states and working hard on being innovative with your products and coming out with new products all the time. Let's also talk about how you work with the community.
Yes, I love this. We are very proud of the work that we get to do with our community. One of the very strong benefits of being with Selectin and the Curaleaf family is we have really great funding and support, and we really like to use that. So far this year alone, we've had $2 million in donations nationwide.
What?
And we're not even done fully with
Q2. Oh my goodness.
So we're really
That's
proud
amazing.
Of that. We have a very large initiative called 420 by 25, which is to partner and brand with 420 different biopic queer and women-owned companies in the cannabis space before 2025 and elevate them using our Curaleaf platform.
Wow.
And on top of that, in our local facility, which we're our home base in California is in Sacramento, we've been doing American River cleanups for the last couple of years, just as a facility and community. We do big clothing drives, and we really like to support the people that support us.
Wow.
That's quite amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Mercy, ourselves, we care a lot about charity and equity and making sure that everyone gets equal opportunity. And that's just so wonderful to hear. We share that same sentiment. You also mentioned our higher standards for your lab, too.
Yes.
How does that come into play?
This is a big one for me. This is a very personal one for me. My mom died of cancer when I was young. And I think about that a lot. If what we're consuming, if we are not aware of it, if we don't know the full understanding of what's in it, that matters to people. And in the state of California, we have a very rigorous testing standards already put forth by the state, more pesticides and heavy metal detection than any other place in the nation. And at Select, we take it one step further, that we have very strict non-detect rules, that we don't want any of it. I don't want anything. And because we're an extraction house, we go through a micro extraction process before we bring in any of our material, no matter what farmer, no matter how long we've known them, no matter the harvest or whatever, to ensure that when we concentrate that material, we are not going to have any surprises.
Yeah.
And we feel very confident in our intake and our testing standards. We test 5 to 7 times throughout our process before it even hits a compliance test to ensure that it is completely clean of any contaminants or pesticides, heavy metals, anything that might be not so great to consume. So we take it one step further than the state does to really drive home that high quality and that complete safety.
Yeah, that's got to make your products really trustworthy and people know that there's consistency and that they're clean.
Exactly. Consistency is what I really go for with this, that when people come to Select, they know that they're going to get a tasty, delicious, safe, consistent product every time, that we don't vary what we do all over the place to try and fit in with the market flow. We make it our own and we stand by what we do.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
And if someone would like to find out more about Select or reach out to y'all, what would be the best platform or method?
Ooh, this is a fun one. We have an amazing website, selectcannabis.com. Mm-hmm. It is within our brand family. We have some other brands across the country, so if you're traveling too, you can check those guys out. And we have a great Instagram, and anytime anyone walks into Mercy, they can ask about Select too.
Yes, we're here for you guys. We've got the Select cartridge lineup. I know we're running a bit low because, man, people just
they
love
go
your
off
products.
The
it's
yep.
so true.
It makes me happy to hear.
Yes, and I wanted to extend a thank you to the Select family for getting Mercy Wellness a kind of staff appreciation event tonight.
Thank you.
It means a lot to the whole team to have this opportunity, especially after a few years, or over a year, really, of just not getting that team building. So thank you for doing this for us. And thank you for coming.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, this has been so much fun. Our guest today, Janie Fiscus. She is the lab manager at Select. Again, you can find them online at selectcannabis.com. And Emma Zorns, the education manager at Mercy Wellness. And thanks so much. This is Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.